Helen Reynolds, Helen McPherson Reynolds. I went into the service October 20th, 1942, to Camp Swift. Then I went to Brook General in July 1st, 1943, and took an anesthesia course. And when I finished that, then I joined the 232nd General Hospital at McCloskey, and went overseas February 5th, 1945. They just took us out on the... put us on the railroad, you know, on a train, and we left in the middle of the night one night, and arrived in Saipan March 22nd, 45, and I worked there with the another general hospital waiting for us, our orders to go to Iwo Jima, which we would go to for the invasion of Japan. And we were the first 10 nurses to arrive on Iwo Jima. Our first hospital was, we're in tents. Then we did work for, did have the, then we lived in tents too for a while. And then the hospital, we finally got just a Quonset hut built, and we used that for surgery with, we had just sheets in between to make the rooms, and it was so hot. And going overseas, we did do one surgery in the, was an appendix on ship, and they had the sterilizer and everything right in the operating room, so it was really hot. It was we had a lot of excitement most of the time on Iwo Jima, because as the B-29s brought in the wounded from Okinawa, we would get them by shiploads, because the Japanese were doing, you know, having the suicide planes coming down on our boats in the ocean, and those are the ones that they brought over to us. Yeah, very severe burns, and we would take, all day would take us to dress the wounds before we would send them back home again. Our tents were near the airstrip, so every time we had an air raid, the planes would go over our the hospital area. And one night we had an air raid, and it was raining. And of course we had to slide down the embankment, because that was just all soft dirt, you know, down there. And the water was dripping down. And the boys that were supposed to be guarding us said to the other boy, he says, "Do you have any ammunition?" And he said, "No." So we never did find out whether they had did that to scare us, or whether they really didn't have any ammunition. And we were there by the time that we got our hospital really built, so it was halfway decent. Well, the war was over, so then we left right away to come home, and we came through Saipan again. And as I remember, it took us about 56 days to go over by boat. We went over on the USS Ernst, and it was on a hospital ship, and the it was, we were clear down in the hold, and there was water down there, and the fumes were so bad that even 75% of the crew got sick. And and it took us about 64 hours to come home, because we flew back, flew home. And
did you stop any time on the way home or come straight
no,
home?
No, we didn't come coming home. We just a few, but going, we landed on Iwo Jima and Aniwetok, which was all boys, and so we had a good time there. They really yelled when we got through, some women coming aboard. The berths in our ship going over, there were three high, and they weren't even far enough apart so we could turn over hardly in bed.
Couldn't sit on the bottom
one. And Tyrone Power flew our plane from Saipan to Iwo Jima. Then after the war ended, I came back really right away through Saipan again. And I was out of the service on January 9th, 1946. So I was in 3 years, 2 months, and 7 days.